Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
To Lunar Lover, the podcast. I'm your host, Jordana Levine, and today we're exploring the Pisces new moon. The Pisces new moon will take place on Saturday, March 13 at 9:21 p.m. in Sydney, 10:21 a.m. in London, and 5:21 a.m. in New York. This is the final new moon of this current astrological year, and I always think Pisces energy is such a rewarding and nourishing way to wrap things up. But there's more than just the moon and the sun currently in Pisces, so this energy that we've been feeling all month is likely to heighten. For some people, this is going to feel absolutely divine. For others, it's going to feel confusing and fuzzy and a bit wishy-washy, for lack of a better term. My advice is to lean into it, because confusing, fuzzy, and wishy-washy can also be dreamy, inspiring, intuitive, and sensual. When the moon moves into Pisces on March 13, it will join the Sun, Neptune, and Venus. And although the moon will exit Pisces and move into Aries a couple of days later, Mercury will join those other planets on March 16, bringing more Pisces energy into play. So what does this all mean? Well, let's start with what I've been hearing from people this week. Why can't I sleep? Why, when I do sleep, are my dreams so vivid? It's like I'm watching a movie. Why is nothing going to plan? How did I know that the thing was going to happen right before it happened? Why do I feel so foggy? Why am I finding it so hard to make decisions? To which I say, my darling, this is Pisces energy, and you're feeling it amplified. Pisces is fluid, sensitive, and emotionally charged, and the new moon will heighten all of this energy. So expect some serious potent access to the esoteric realms. To make the most of this energy, you're going to have to feel into this moon. Thinking your way through it will not serve you. So get out of your head and into your heart. It's the only way through. This Pisces energy is here to support you, guide you into your intuitive knowing. And if faced with a dilemma or a decision, trust your gut and your heart over any other validation. If you struggle to know when it's your intuition speaking to you, you can be confident that it most definitely is. Pisces is guaranteeing that. In particular focus this new moon is relationships, thanks to Venus in Pisces, and when mixed with Neptune, the planet of dreams, illusions, and creativity, can mean that without perspective, we can get caught up in the fantasy and potential of relationships rather than the reality. Well, that's one way to look at it. The other way to look at it is potent energy to attract the kind of love you've only ever dreamed of by following your intuition, allowing yourself to indulge in powerful visualization, and to form really clear intentions around what kind of love you know you deserve. If you've been searching for clarity around a relationship, tune in with your intuition. It knows exactly what's needed. It might be a new perspective, a new action, or a new relationship. Only you'll know the right answer. Do take note that when Mercury slips into Pisces on March 16, although the moon will have moved on, it's not Mercury's favorite sign to take up residence in. It adds an almost retrograde-like flavour to it, and we all know how much we love Mercury retrograde. I repeat, it's not an actual Mercury retrograde. Communication becomes foggy and misunderstood when Mercury is in Pisces. What was once clear now seems a little confusing. Where certainty once resided, uncertainty sweeps in to obscure your vision. Just be conscious of this. My advice here is to make all your decisions based on your gut and your heart, not your head. A really beautiful technique for doing this is to close down your eyes, take some deep breaths, feel into your body, tune into your heart space, ask yourself a question you need an answer to, open your eyes and start writing in a journal a response to your question from your highest self. It might feel forced at first, but your highest self, your intuition, your inner knowing, will always have the right answer. Promise. I encourage a similar technique when it comes to setting intentions under this Pisces new moon. As part of the Lunar Lover membership, I'm running a live Pisces new moon yin and intention setting circle on Saturday, March 13 at 4 p.m. Australian Eastern Daylight Savings Time. We will set new moon intentions based on the stirrings of our heart space, and we'll embody and integrate those intentions with a beautiful heart-opening yin yoga class. To join me and become a Lunar Lover member, simply head to jordanalevine.com/lunarlover or click the link in the show notes of this episode. Your membership also includes Pisces New Moon journal prompts, a brand new guided meditation, and a library of nourishing yin classes for you to enjoy. You're not locked into a contract and you're free to cancel your membership at any time. Okay, let's look at some other ways you can work with the Pisces New Moon. Bring creativity and grace to everything you do under this new moon. Think of the energy this weekend as a beautiful painting that you're living in. See the beauty in everything. Allow dreamy filters to adorn your vision and find creative activities that light you up. Be open to guidance from the spirit world. If this is not your thing, let it go. You don't have to do this. But Piscean energy creates a beautiful channel between this world and the spirit world. It's a really beautiful time to consider communicating with loved ones that have passed or asking for guidance from your spiritual team. Take note of your dreams. They're trying to deliver messages to you from your subconscious, which is ruled by Pisces. It might not be as simple as wondering what a one-eyed shark chasing you in the middle of the desert has got to do with anything, but looking at what emotions you were feeling in the dream and how those emotions were being expressed either through you or to you. Speaking of dreaming, allow yourself to daydream. Visualization is a powerful tool when it comes to manifestation, and new moons are the perfect time to really daydream about a future you desire. Get caught up in the fantasy. Allow yourself to feel it in your body without questioning or rationalizing it. And of course, set those new moon intentions. Remember, Lunar Lover members will be guided by me live on Saturday, March 13. And if you can't make it live, you'll receive the recording later that evening. If you enjoyed this episode and know someone who will benefit from listening to it, please share it with your friends by taking a screenshot on your phone and sharing it to your Instagram stories. You can tag me at Jordana Levine. Until next moon, I'm Jordana Levine, and you've been listening to Lunar Lover, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.